Egypt was one of the first countries in the developing world to adopt a strategy for genetic engineering and biotechnology in the field of agriculture.
Egypt's Agriculture Minister Amin Abaza, in a speech before a recent biotechnology conference in Cairo. Indeed, Egypt is out in front when it comes to research into biotech crops, but so far not one biotech seed has been placed on the market for Egyptian farmers to grow. Part of the reason is the process for developing the protocol and administering the protocol. The other part is the will of the government to do just that. I'm Brenda Curtis, and this is Agriculture USA. The Egyptian government is very much aware that today that country is behind when it comes to developing a process to commercialize biotech crops. But Egyptian Agriculture Minister Amin Abaza said it will happen.
We are in need to put in place a strong and functional biosafety regulatory system to ensure the safe utilization of this technology. As we are facing many challenges in the agricultural sector, primarily global climatic changes and the diminishing of our land and water resources, which require the adoption of unconventional methods that is provided by biotechnology and genetic engineering in developing crop varieties that are tolerant to abiotic stress like drought and salinity, in addition to being disease and insect resistant.
Biosafety consultant Peter Vandermeer worked for many years as a biosafety official for the Netherlands, and today he is working to help other governments set up a biosafety protocol. First and foremost, Vandermeer said he wants to make sure all the right players are involved.
And the very first thing I do is, even when we make up the contract, is to ensure and guarantee that all relevant ministries will be involved. And these are health, agriculture, environment, trade, workers' protection, you name it, and they should be involved.
Vandermeer says sometimes agencies compete with each other, making it more difficult to move forward in agreeing to a biosafety protocol. At the Agricultural Genetic Engineering Research Institute in Syria, there are scientists from 15 different countries in the Middle East working together on a number of crops for dry areas. One of those scientists is Michael Baum. He told us the crops the institute is working on are barley, wheat, lentils, chickpeas, and beans.
We use a whole range of biotechniques to improve those crops, but also we use genetic engineering to try to improve the drought tolerance of these crops.
However, the development of actually drought-tolerant crops are likely to be 5 or more years away. But he said right now there is research underway in the private sector and even more by various governments.
Especially on topics like drought-tolerant, heat-tolerant, soil-tolerant. And we expect that besides the efforts of the private sector, maybe not in the next 5 years, but maybe 5 to 10 years, and also from the public research institutes in developing countries, that there will be many products, there will be products coming available for improving the agriculture in the developing countries.
Right now, Iran is the only Middle Eastern country with biotech seed on the commercial market. Former Cairo University professor and current advisor to Egypt's Environmental Protection Agency's biosafety protocol, Osama El-Tieb, has been involved in the process to regulate biotech products since Egypt ratified the International Biosafety Protocol a number of years ago.
Implementing the provisions of the protocol require some concrete administrative steps, and this is what you would be interested to know about when it comes to commercialization. Now, these administrative steps are not there right now. They are at the People's Assembly or at the Prime Minister's office. And once they are approved, then the next step will be to write the executive regulations, which are the administrative arm of the law.
But Osama El-Tieb said the law still has to be implemented.
By necessity, this would require the executive branch to establish some kind of a supervisory body and administrative structure, which will take care of the day-to-day work of the executive regulations of the law.
And just how long does Osama El-Tieb think it will take before commercial biotech seeds are on the market in Egypt?
Anywhere between 6 months and forever. But in fact, if the will is there, it could be concluded within 6 months.
So there you have it, the process for commercializing biotechnology in areas of the world that may need it the most, the Middle East and Africa. This has been Agriculture USA, and I am Brenda Curtis reporting for the Department of Agriculture from Washington.